You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange. I'm Mike Green. Each year in Ashland, there's a festive celebration of Southern Oregon Pride. Joining me in the studio are two of the organizers of this year's Southern Oregon Pride Festival. Gina Duquesne is the founder and president of Southern Oregon Pride. Welcome, Gina.
Thank you. Good morning.
And Jolie Balaka is a board member for Southern Oregon Pride and a branch manager at First Interstate Bank. Welcome.
Good morning, Mike.
So, Gina, before we get into the details of this year's agenda, let's start with the reason that you founded this annual celebration.
Goodness. Several years ago, actually it was in 2008, when Proposition 8 in California was not passed, and it was for our right to marry and to be recognized in its LGBTQ plus people. And I was just really surprised that I saw queer people walking around on a daily basis. So I asked myself, where's our pride parade? And with a little nudge from my sweetheart, it's like, hey, why don't you do that? And I thought, yeah, I could do this. And there's a need now, and there was a need then, and there's definitely a need now to keep marching.
Okay, and so what was the first step that you took?
The first step that I took is I knew that there was a 4th of July parade here.
Yeah.
And I knew that that the chamber did it. So I thought, you know, I'm going to go talk to these people and ask them, how do you do this? And I did. They gave me a list as long as from here to my house. And I just kind of whittled it down. And that's why it took me about a year and a half to actually get it together, And our first Pride Parade was October 2010.
October 2010.
Yeah.
And it's still going.
Still going stronger than ever.
So, Jolie, tell me about your background.
Well, I was actually raised in Ashland. I've lived here my whole life, pretty much. And I care deeply about this community and everybody that lives here. And I remember the first time I saw the Pride Parade going down Main Street, it just spoke to my heart. I have so many friends and family that identify in the queer community, and anything I do to be able to lift them up and support them and create safe spaces for them, for everybody, is very important to me. So I wanted to be deeply involved in this movement and continue what Gina has started. And I've been involved in the Pride Parade for, I think, about 10 years now, either as a participant in the parade with various businesses I've worked in. And a few years back, Gina and I connected, and I told her about my hopes and dreams and aspirations for Southern Oregon Pride. She said, do you want to be a board member? And I said, heck yes. So here we are.
Okay, that sounded easy.
Yes.
So Gina, tell me about the impact of last year's festival and what's on this year's agenda.
Well, I'm a little biased. However, I feel every year So Pride has a positive impact in our community, in all of Southern Oregon and beyond, because to me, every day is a day to organize, be together in unity, and celebrate who we are and our differences, what makes us so cool and so special. And this year, our theme, which I love, which actually Jolie came up with, is it's a rainbow revolution.
Rainbow revolution.
Yes, rainbow revolution. Why the word revolution is because we are still, especially now, struggling for our rights, our human rights, to be able to live just like everyone else. And we are all living in a very precarious world right now. So I love our theme. I love our Grand Marshal. Our Grand Marshal is none other than Joseph Hattrick, our Ashland School District Superintendent. He's very hands-on in the community. Last year, he was in the parade, absolutely loved it. And that was the first time in our history that we've had so much involvement from the Ashland School District. So this year, I think our impact is going to be even more so, as we, you know, move forward in this precarious world that we live in. We have so many people, and Jolie can even speak to this a little bit, from our band shell to the parade, the band shell, even starting on First Friday. First Friday is going to be off the hook. We have great things happening at Pascal Winery on Thursday. So we're just taking over the weekend, and then we're going to drag it out Sunday.
Okay. So tell me, what's the first event, and when is it? And then take me through the agenda.
So Friday, it's First Friday in Ashland, which is always a big night. And I think October is kind of like the last time of the year we get good weather. So there's going to be a lot of people out for that. And because it's Pride weekend, we're working with various businesses, restaurants, to create a community party where they're going to have special drinks and dishes that they're going to serve for Pride. And they're partnering with us that a portion of those sales get donated to Pride. So it's an absolutely wonderful partnership. We've got also businesses downtown are decorating their windows in a Pride theme. Mm-hmm. So you're going to be able to go downtown and see a bunch of beautiful window displays. And you can vote on your favorite one online if you scan the little QR code in those windows.
Where would we go online?
You can go, you'd have to go to the businesses and scan the QR code. So there's various businesses. And we will be posting the list of all the businesses. I think we still have a couple more to add that are coming into the fold a little late. But there's going to be quite a few.
Is that at sopride.org?
Sopride.org.
And, you know, what's really cool about this is we want to have a community party. So we want people on First Friday eating, drinking, shopping, looking at windows and judging, going in, you know, with their phones and judging via the QR code, and to be able to get the whole community involved. We have windows that are decorated on Ashland Street, Siskiyou, Main Street. We are taking it to the street, and we want everybody to come out and play and get involved, because we need community more now than ever.
You're taking the revolution to the streets.
Yeah. That's right.
Now, in my understanding of history, revolution means a complete change. It's not necessarily people rising up in arms, but it's people rising up.
You are correct.
To change their society in a way that it's better for everyone.
Exactly. And something that Jolie alluded to earlier, representation of everyone.
Yeah.
And I believe that now is the time more than ever that we rise up together in unity. And community has the little word unity in there.
That's right.
And so that's what it's all about. It's a party. It's a celebration. And I look forward to it every year and every day of my life.
My guests are Gina Duquesne and Jolie Balaka, organizers of the Southern Oregon Pride Festival. You can learn more about it at sopride.org. So, Jolie, we're witnessing a national movement that has many vulnerable communities concerned. That includes the LGBTQ plus community, and it's important for institutions to support their communities, but that appears to be challenging in this political climate. What are your thoughts about that?
You know, it is, and I think that's why now more than ever, I'm more and more passionate about what I'm doing with Southern Oregon Pride, so that we can create spaces for people where they do feel safe. More and more when we have our event, I have young people come up to me and just say, thank you. Thank you for creating this event. Thank you for being here. I know that I'm seen. I know that I'm heard. I know that, you know, you're here for me. And for us to be able, as a nonprofit organization, to do that and be able to create resources for everyone. So if they're not getting the support that they need through their institutions, they have another place to go. I really, you know, I wish for everyone that they have a great workspace, that they can get what they need, but Southern Oregon Pride is here for you.
And Gina, you've long been a positive voice of leadership and an enthusiastic activist for inclusion and belonging in Ashland. How do you envision this Pride Festival bringing the community together?
Mike, my visions are limitless. I see us one day is brick and mortar. Jolie mentioned a safe space, a space where people can go and always know that they're welcomed, always know that they can be there, always know they are in community when they are in this brick and mortar. As we continue every year to have our parade, something that I want to put out there is that So Pride is the only parade in between Portland and San Francisco.
Really?
We need to put us on the map. I want people to know we are here for you, not only the first weekend in October, but year round. Southern Oregon Pride is so much more than a parade.
Mm.
And so, hence, So Pride, Southern Oregon Pride. We are all here together. We are all in this together. To quote Dr. King, I don't care which ship you got here on, we're all in the same boat now, right, Mike? So we're all in the same boat now.
We are indeed. So let's remind our listeners of the agenda for the Southern Oregon Pride Festival. It mm-hmm. spans multiple days, right? Mm-hmm. So let's just go through that agenda really quickly.
So Friday is our kickoff, our community party, our window contest, all the fun stuff for First Friday and more. And then Saturday at 10 a.m., we have our parade down Main Street. Goes right down Main Street into Lithia Park to the bandshell.
Okay, what date is that?
Oh, October 4th, Saturday, October 4th.
Okay.
And then at 11 o'clock, we start our entertainment and all the fun stuff at the bandshell. We're going to have an amazing MC, a comedian, Jen Jay, who's coming down from Eugene. She's super exciting. We have a DJ. We have drag queens, of course. We have dancing and fun and games. We'll have a bunch of vendors and food vendors. So it's just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
It's such a wonderful experience, just a lot of love throughout the whole park.
And who are some of the sponsors?
Well, we've got First Interstate Bank is one. We have Ashland Food Co-op. We have, help me remember, Gina.
We are so supported this year.
We are.
We have Travel Oregon for the first time. Travel Oregon has gotten on board. And talk about walk the walk and talk the talk. Shout out to them and Travel Southern Oregon. We also have
the City of Ashland, of course. We have Bespoke Realty, which is Martin Huggins.
Susan Wilson. People who are just supporting us. And if we forget anybody,
I'm
so sorry. All Care.
It's all at your website,
sopride.org.
Yes, absolutely. And something, we have more vendor booths than we've ever had.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate the city allowing us to pack them in. We mentioned is to be able to look at our website. Look at our Facebook, our Instagram. We are loading that up on a daily basis about events. We also have people who are having brunch, community brick rooms having a party. Sunday, drag it out. It's
Sunday
a block
is
party
gonna be
on A Street. And so we just go to our website.
Yeah.
Okay, just go to the website, sopride.org.
Yeah.
Now, we all measure success in different ways. But one of the ways is attendance. How many did you have last year, and what do you expect this year?
Well, we are doing better at it being able to measure. And when I think back, 15 years ago, and I compare it to now, it just brings me great joy because we have people who are seeking us out now. And so I'm thinking we'll do an easy 5,000.
Yeah.
Because when I look at right now, we have 33 parade attendants. And trust me, Mike, we have people coming like the day before reaching out. Hey, is it too late? We never run out of street. It's never too late. Hit me up, sopride.org. Go there, fill out your parade waiver. And I feel as if we welcome everybody. We want everybody to come. Let's have fun. It's
okay.
A revolution, y'all.
Let's have fun at the Rainbow Revolution. On that note, that's all the time we have. Thank you both.
Thank you, Mike.
My guests were Gina DeCane and Jolie Balaka, organizers of the Southern Oregon Pride Parade. I'm Mike Green. You're listening to the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of Jefferson Public Radio.